Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled, Jesus Said, I Am the Light of the World.
So Jeremiah 13, verse 1 to 11.
Thus said the Lord to me, go and buy yourself a linen loincloth and put it on your loins, but do not dip it in water. So I bought a loincloth according to the word of the Lord and put it on my loins. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, take the loincloth that you bought and are wearing and go now to the Euphrates and hide it there in a cleft of the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates as the Lord commanded me. And after many days, the Lord said to me, go now to the Euphrates and take from there the loincloth that I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the loincloth from the place where I had hidden it. But now the loincloth was ruined. It was good for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Thus says the Lord, just so I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem, this evil people who refuse to hear my words, who stubbornly follow their own will and have gone after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be like this loincloth, which is good for nothing. For as the loincloth clings to one's loins, so I made the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, in order that they might be for me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory. But they would not listen. This is the word of the Lord.
John 8, 12 to 30. Thank you, Phoebe.
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, you are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify of my own. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf. Then they said to him, where is your Father? And Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. Again he said to them, I'm going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. Then the Jews said, is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I'm not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins, unless you believe that I am he. They said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but the one who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. They did not understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am he, and that I do nothing of my own. I speak these things as the Father instructed me, and the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Fabian. So here we have the prophet Jeremiah, and he's given this interesting task. And I wonder how it felt like. He's like, okay, I've got this linen, you know, loincloth, and don't dip it in water, and I take it and go and hide it. He's like, I wonder what's going to happen. Then at the end, he's like, and it's a good image, isn't it? Where it's ruined. It's got nothing. And that's what the prophet's always very good at, is dramatically telling a story. And so it's ruined. And he goes on to say, like, actually, Israel or Judah, you're meant to cling to me in order that they might be for me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory. So in other words, Israel were meant to be the light of the world. They're meant to cling to God and show the rest of the nations how to live a full and how to live a life in the light of Jesus and God. But they didn't. And now we have, many years later, Jesus coming to the religious elite here. And we've got a courtroom scene again. And Jesus is saying to them, I am the light of the world. Whoever, and so immediately they're thinking of Israel's meant to be the light, and our Messiah is meant to be the light. So if there's a Messiah here, you know, then how do we not know who this man is, or where are your witnesses? In a court system, you need witnesses. If you have a defendant and a prosecutor all just saying different things, and there's actually no witnesses to come forth and testify to the fact, then you don't really have a case. They're like, well, where are your witnesses? And he's like, well, me and my Father. You know, I don't judge by human standards. And so he's like, what Jesus has done, then he's almost turning the court system upside down. So here we have the Jews with all the power questioning Jesus. You're testifying on your behalf. Your testimony is not valid. They think they hold the power. They are in the treasury of the temple. They have all the power here. But Jesus flips it and actually says, your law is that I am actually judging you. It's me and God that have come to judge. For it is not I alone who judge, but I am the Father who sent me. So he's the judge, and actually he is the one standing there in power. And we see this played out throughout the Gospels. And then we get to the scene with Pilate, and again, he's asking him, you know, what's going on here? And eventually he's sent to the cross. So when he says, you won't believe, you know, I'll keep saying these things, I'll keep doing these things, I'll keep saying I'm the light of the world, and I'll be healing people, allowing the kingdom to come in front of you. But you won't believe until I'm raised up. And that means that on the cross, so he's raised up, he's killed, and then he comes back to life. And then things start to change. Then the light really breaks through the darkness. And the darkness is a system, isn't it? It's partly the system is sin, death, and also corruption. And then the curtain is torn in the temple, and you have access to the Holy of Holies. And the treasury, the tables are turned upside down. All this kind of like that imagery of actually the system that we're coming to God with is broken, and Jesus is here to fix it. He's the light of the world. But yeah, it's not good news if you're the one sitting in this courtroom and you think you have the power and you have the money, you have all the laws on your side, and you're saying, no, we're the light. Israel's the light. Come on, keep on following your laws. Keep following us. We know the way to go. And actually, it's into darkness. And when Jesus comes, says, I am the light of the world. That is turning the tables. That is upsetting the powerful. And that is making them think, we might have to kill this bloke. Because he's not what we want. He's not the Messiah we want. We want a political person who will stand up and overthrow the Romans. Yeah, he didn't come to do that. So what does that say to us today? In that, I think sometimes we can be in darkness and not realize it. And we can hold power, or we can think we're the people of light, and yet we have forgotten the way of God. You know, when the light comes, it comes with judgment. It shines on the darkness, and it exposes it for what it is. so often I think, yeah, let's pray for help, to allow us to stay in the light, to allow us to God's light to shine on us and expose us if it needs to, and then work towards what does that light mean in this world today. And that will be different callings for different people. I heard, I was listening to a podcast this morning and at the gym, just dropping that in there as though it's like I was at the gym this morning. I heard a podcast this morning. This lady was saying that she felt like the church in the UK was to step in and help with the mental health needs of young people today because the system is struggling. The waiting list for young people is huge. Since COVID, the system was struggling before COVID, but now since COVID, it's really struggling. And there's a lot of young people that are really anxious and lost and struggling. And she was asking the church to step up, just like it had done before with health, education, all those kind of things. Like, this is a major gap in our country. Our young people need help. And that really got me. And just asking God again this morning, like, how practically do we do that? So let's come to God in prayer, and it might be other things in your heart that's captured your attention. So let's pray together. God, I thank you that you are light of the world. And that you come to shine on the darkness, Lord. And so often we put ourselves as the bearers of light and forget to ask for forgiveness. We forget that sometimes we get it wrong. We're all human. So Lord, would you just be welcome in our hearts today? Would we open up our spirit, our eyes, our ears to you? And Lord, what does it mean to be a light of this world? It's so easy, God, it's so easy just to look inwards at what we like and what we'd like to be done. And yet, when I hear like a story of the case of mental health in young people in this country, my heart breaks. And Lord, would you help us to be light to those, to teenagers, to young people, to children? And we're not all called to be saviors. we're not called to be the savior, but Jesus, you are. And so, Lord, would you give us wisdom about how we go about our work, how we go about shining light? And Lord, would you help us to do it in your power, God? Because we are weak, we're frail, we're tired, we can get moody. But God, you are perfect, and we need your help. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.